Do you consider yourself a sincere person? Very simple question. How many people have watched The Simpsons? Fox TV, Sunday night, I think, what, 8 or 9 o'clock? It's in its 24th season. It's the longest-running scripted TV show in history. And if you're familiar with Homer Simpson, he's probably not the brightest person in the whole world, certainly not the most sincere. In fact, he said this one time. He grabbed his phone and picked it up and said, "Operator, operator, give me the number for 911. Oh, duh. Or he said this on another occasion, "Oh, I didn't know that the internet is now on computers." But he said this about sincere. First part of it's pretty sincere. He says, always be sincere, even if you don't mean it. That's an oxymoron, right? You can't not mean it or you're not sincere. So this afternoon I'd like to look at what does it mean to be sincere and how can we gain more sincerity. We are to keep these days. We've got a couple days left. We're still during the days of unleavened bread, and hopefully you've skated through without touching any leavening or eating it at least. And we certainly have had a good time. It's hard to figure out what to eat on the way back from Canada on the holiday evening we were driving back. We had a choice between tacos and tacos, you know, fast food. You can't have hamburgers or sandwiches. And so we've come through okay. We have a few more days to go, but we are to keep these days, as it says in 1 Corinthians 5, 6 through 8. We are to keep these days not with malice and wickedness, but we are to keep them with sincerity and truth. So how can we come to understand sincerity a little more clearly today? And how can we become more sincere? James's Fawcett and Brown in the Greek uses the term sincerity. It just defines it this way. Express literally a thing. What you see is what you get. Then it goes on to say the Greek word also means to examine by sunlight. So as we have examined ourselves in preparation for the Passover, we hopefully are examining ourselves throughout this week. What does it mean to examine yourself by sunlight? And why is that part of the Greek meaning? Examined by sunlight is found unadulterated. The English dictionary says this about sincerity: an honest way of behaving that shows that you really mean what you say and do. Pretty clear. I think we understand that as sincerity. The Greek word also can be translated purity, like a pure motive, more sincere. In Hebrews 10, verses 22 through 23, Hebrews 10, verses 22 through 23, from the Mount's Reverse Interlinear New Testament, I use that when I want a more accurate Greek translation, it says this about sincerity: let us continue to draw near with a sincere heart, in full association or assurance of faith, since our hearts have been sprinkled clean. Through the Passover, Christ shed blood, our hearts have been sprinkled clean, and from a guilty conscience. One of the things we can have and should really appreciate as Christians is a clear conscience. And our bodies washed with clean water. Let us continue to hold fast the hope that we confess without wavering, for the one who made the promise, Jesus Christ, made the promise, is faithful. So we need to have that sincerity. Sincerity then can mean, in the Greek, genuineness, without deceit, unmixed, unadulterated. And it's interesting, the English word, where do you think the English word comes from that's translated sincerity, or we understand sincerity? Actually, two Latin words. First part being sin, S-I-N-E, which means without. And the second part, cere, C-E-R-E, means wax, without wax. What does that have to do with sincerity? How do you tie these things together? Mainly we look to the Greek for the definition of what we should be doing. You know, the Corinthians were also called vessels or homes or dwellings of God. So when Paul wrote to the Corinthians, what we know as 1 Corinthians, it was one of the most troubling letters he had to write. He had to correct the church. There were many things they were doing wrong. They had outsiders coming in claiming they were apostles as good as Paul, and they also had people from within compromising and getting along with each other. They were so open-minded, they put up with sin in the church. And so Paul wrote that letter, and it was a time when vessels were very familiar with Corinthians. They had a lot of vessels of pottery, much like this one. So if you have a vessel of pottery and you're going to go shopping for it, you need to make sure that it's sincere. What does that mean? What does it mean to be sincere? The problem with this piece of pottery, it's cracked. It's got this crack down here. And what some of the more notorious potters would do, dishonest merchants. They would take some wax, melt it into the crack, smooth it off, and then get paint and paint it very carefully to match the existing paint. And so an unsuspecting shopper would pick it up and think, whoa, that's a nice vase. I like that piece of pottery, that vessel. But it was defective, wasn't it? It wasn't sincere. It was with wax, not without wax. And so that came to be the meaning in the English of without wax, sincere, without pollution, unadulterated. So insincerity, spiritually speaking, is when we can take the cracks in our character, we polish it over to make it look smooth and good. We may even paint it so on the outside we'd look great. Wasn't that what Christ criticized the Pharisees for? You whiten sepulchers, you look great outside, but inwardly you're as ravening wolves. If we just smooth over a problem, just to make it look good to others, we're fooling ourselves, but we're not fooling God. There's a crack in our character that needs to be de-waxed. So how do you de-wax something? How do you get the wax out when there's poor workmanship? So you can expose what's there, so we can begin to change it for the better, not just cover it up so no one sees it. We need to expose it by two things you could do. By sunlight, we talked about that the Greek word has to do with examine as if by sunlight. Well, how would that happen in this case? Well, if you have a piece of pottery and you're in an outdoor market, you could hold it up to the sun and you could see the wax in the crack. Aha! That's defective. That's not good at all. So it could be exposed by sunlight. The other way you could expose the cracks in our character, spiritual character, is with heat. Take a match or something warm, put it over the fire, and the wax would melt out of the crack, and it's very visible, and it's exposed. We should be trying to expose those cracks in our character this week and continue to do it for the rest of the year. So holding up the sunlight can apply to two things spiritually. Number one, Christ's bright example. Through the Holy Spirit living in us, God leads us to repentance. And secondly, the sunlight from Jesus Christ's shining example that he set. If we compare ourselves to Christ, we're always going to find the cracks, the weaknesses, the flaws, and the foibles in our character. And that's important to see it first, and then we can do something about it. And Christ, it's interesting that James said in James 1:17, the perfect gift and good gifts come from above. From where? The Father of lights. God is light. And 2 Corinthians 4:6-7 talks about light shines in the darkness and in our hearts and give us light and the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And it says in verse 7 of 2 Corinthians 4, it says, but we have this treasure. This is us. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. We are vessels. We're earthen vessels made of earth or dust, that the excellence of the power may be what? Of God and not of us. What Paul's trying to say here, and Paul did write words that are hard to understand, but what he's trying to get across here is that we need God's character to expose the cracks and blemishes in our character so we can begin to change them. And God can take that wax out and put in his character. Ephesians 5:13 says this. Ephesians 5:13 says, but all things are exposed and are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake from your slumber, your sleeping, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Expose those cracks. Reveal them to the light of power of God's Holy Spirit and through God's word. Obviously, we're all familiar with the scripture. It talks about the commandments are light unto my feet, as David put it. As it says in Proverbs 6:23, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law a light. It says here, reproofs and instruction are in its way, the way of life. So we take God's word, and it can expose the light on those cracks and crevices we need to fix. Okay, the final thing is then, we also have and can expose the wax and be sincere without wax by holding it up to some heat. Holding it up to heat. It's interesting, if you look at the God of the Old Testament, of course that was Jesus Christ, fire was often involved in what he was doing. There was the pillar of smoke by day and the pillar of fire by night that led the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness. There was also the Ten Commandments given with fire and smoke and brimstone. So God is fire. In fact, there's a scripture in the Old Testament that actually calls God fire. And actually the sun is what it refers to. But we can expose the flaws and cracks in our character by just simply getting closer to God and letting that light and letting that warmth, that heat of his presence melt away the wax. Christ understood what it's like to be human. You know, fortunately, we have a high priest who does care. And there's two ways we can have that presence, that heat, that light that comes from God in our lives. And two things that are important in that is Hebrews 4:15-16 says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. We have an understanding high priest. He was tempted in all points, even as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly." What should we do with this knowledge that knowing Christ felt the same feelings, the same pulls, temptations we feel as human beings? How should we respond knowing he really does understand? Tempted in all points just like we are, yet without sin. "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in our time of need." Come boldly. God doesn't want you to cover up the sins. He wants you to repent of them. And come boldly to the throne and ask God for help. It's Jesus Christ's righteousness living in us that should be the result of getting close to that fire, that heat, that warmth. We can also expose character flaws by the heat of trials. So this is not the pleasant way to do it, is it? But often if we don't do the changing, if we don't begin to work on ourselves, God may allow trials to come, fiery trials, not necessarily as a result of sin, but it can be, to purge out the old leaven and put in the new leaven of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:6-7 says this, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials," Peter says, "and that the genuineness, the sincerity, the pureness without wax of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ." That's the ultimate goal. God puts our character development ahead of comfort and ahead of physical blessings sometimes. The most important thing is we can get out of this life with godly character. And the more we cover up and wax over our problems, the less likely we are to change. Dr. Laura Schlesinger, you might remember her. She was a radio talk show host, the psychiatrist on more radio stations than anybody in history for many years. She's no longer on the radio from what I understand. But she said this about trials and troubles and tribulations we all face. She said, "We don't find meaning in our lives from the lack of challenges or even misery. We find meaning in our lives by how we face these challenges." Are we waxing over our problems and difficulties? Are we melting away the wax with the heat of God and Jesus Christ's presence, with the power of the universe, the sun that shines so brightly? Let's remember then, in the time we have left, which I'm out of, 1 Corinthians 5, be a new leaven, unleavened lump, and keep the feast with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.